radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and welcome to a brand new week. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. Man, have we got a lot to get to this week. First of all, we're going to have a fantastic lineup, as we always do, but I want to say thank you to Christine Nicholas, who sat in by her lonesome for me on Friday so I could take the family away for just a couple of days just to get some mental recuperation time packed in for this part of the summer. And just grateful that you're with us every single night, and grateful to have here on Monday nights, every Monday night, the Millionaire Maker, the lady that I stand in awe of all the time, because she just knows so darn much about all these stocks that we talk about. And Hillary, I've got to tell you, there are times when people ask me, you know, like, Kev, what's it like working with Hillary? I'm like, I fake it. Hillary knows everything. I'm just asking the questions. But anyway, welcome. It is good to see you. Good to have you. Thank you for, as always, being here on a Monday.
Well, this is a very important Monday to be here, but I love every Monday when I'm here, because the Monday start is the start of a trading week, a week where you can make a lot of money.
Well, let's talk about what happened Friday and today in the markets. First of all, everything was kind of on a down note. Talk to me, and I noticed in after hours the futures are already up on all three indexes, but what happened Thursday into Friday, Friday into the weekend, and weekend into Monday?
Okay. I'm going to give you the big picture. Rising concerns. It's rising concerns of the pandemic, of the unvaccinated. You know, it's bringing an uptick in cases, hospitalizations, and even deaths, especially in certain parts of the country. And this is a real concern, because if we have a COVID resurgence, like, it's driven by this Delta variant, and it's concentrated in the unvaccinated portion of the population, we could see another pandemic spike, even with what, 48% of us are totally vaccinated, but Delta will turn into another variant, which might not protect us against getting COVID-19. So we need to stamp it out. Okay, that's a little too much talking. But what is interesting is that the CDC does estimate that 97% of the hospitalizations for severe cases are the unvaccinated. Okay, but we're looking at numbers, right? Weekly new cases. Let me just tell you these numbers. U.S. weekly new cases now at 26,000, up 70% week over week. Hospitalizations up 36% week over week, and deaths up 26%. This is bad numbers. We can talk about that later. Bottom line, there's concern that we could end up having to be quarantined again, you know, huddling in place. Second, and more important in a way, is this heightened tax enforcement. You know, are we, which is coming out in many different ways. First of all, let's like look at the tail, not the dog.
Sure.
How are we going to pay? Okay, let's talk about IRS, right? Because that's the tail. Okay, so the IRS is being, you know, bulked up, 60,000 agents plus using artificial intelligence. And the IRS collection is going to be pursued, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad. And the wrong people are going to end up being the ones, you know, in the crosshairs of the IRS. And what I mean by that is the IRS is going to come down on who? They're going to find one or two big famous people like a Martha Stewart in the past, you know, and who went, she didn't go to jail for anything that had to do with the IRS, but They'll always look for one person or two people to do the perp walk. And then after that, it's all the low-hanging fish. I mean, fruit. I guess, what's the equivalent of low-hanging fruit if you're talking about fish? That's a great analogy. Sure. But you know, it's like fruit is to tree, it's fish. Yeah. Okay, so, but
stock
let's go on with that.
I don't know.
Basically, yeah. We have to pay for a $3.5 trillion price tag for what is called human infrastructure, a human infrastructure revitalization plan that basically means money to all sorts of people for all sorts of things, and there's no reason to expect that it really will be spent well. I've got to make the point over and over again. The pandemic came, and in 5-day period, and overnight, schools across this country were closed.
Right.
There wasn't more than like $10 million across the country that probably got spent collectively on IT. All the kids went on Google Meets. Some might have done Zoom, some might have done Skype. We had all the technology there. Everyone got on. It all worked. Let's say we were told that in 6 months from now, something was going to happen. There was going to be this, you know, we're all going to have to quarantine. I bet you $1 trillion would have been spent on getting kids ready to be home from school and be on virtually. Don't you think, Kevin?
I do. And sadly, I'm sad that the Delta variant issue is impacting the economy to the degree that it is, because in the medical personnel that I've been speaking to on Wednesday nights, they're telling me Delta isn't any more dangerous than the UK variant was, and the UK variant was not as serious as the original attack. And now we have therapeutics, and now we have vaccines, and now we have all these things, plus all the people that are post-COVID infection. I mean, a lot of people have already had it. So, you know, yeah, the unvaccinated that are still completely, truly unvaccinated, in other words, they haven't even had their first dose, that number is getting smaller and smaller because people are realizing that they need to. Now, I'm sad that there's been an uptick in deaths, of course, because we don't want to lose anybody. But even the uptick, Valerie, if you look at the flow chart, you know, the peak of where we were in March a year ago was like at the top and bottom of your screen. And this one is like at the bottom 1 inch of your screen in terms of like an actual spike. So I'm all for taking it seriously, treating it, being aggressive about it. But I don't think we have to think, oh, it's going to freak out the entire, you know, life existence of the country.
Oh, listen, Kevin, I agree with you 100%. The only thing I have to point out is take a look at, you know, last Friday night and the Red Sox-Yankees game canceled. 4 Yankees came down with COVID. Yeah. Why were there 4 Yankees? You're like, oh, my God, there's so much COVID in the Yankees. No, they're tested every day, if not twice a day.
Well, and how many of those were non-symptomatic? Like, that's the other part
of
the problem.
They were probably all unsymptomatic, but the point is that non-symptomatic, you know, because they probably were vaccinated. And that's why you're not symptomatic.
I'm coming to the opinion that it's better to have had COVID and recovered than to have taken the vaccine. Because it seems like people that are post-infection don't re-get it. But people that have been vaccinated seem to be having a bigger trouble. Because look at all those legislators that came up from Texas to Washington, D.C. to protest what was going on in Texas. 5 of them, they've all been vaccinated, but they all tested positive for the virus after being in D.C. for a few days.
I know. And that's what makes it scary, is the breakthrough virus. So you make a very interesting point, except for I have to say, if you want to talk on generalizations, it does seem like it makes more sense if you've had it and you have true immunity, but only, you know, well, the caveat is as long as you came through it and you're okay.
Right, that's the other 30% side.
30% long haulers. I would never have believed it if I hadn't seen it. I mean, I see it not secondhand, but firsthand. Tough, strong people that get dizzy, that get foggy, that, you know, have to rest after 2 or 3 hours. And it's hard at first to kind of determine. Maybe it's just being depressed because you've been inside and you've been sick and, you know, money situations, but really it's a real thing. But let me say, let's end this with a really good note.
Yeah.
The S&P is still up 13.4% on the year. The NASDAQ is still up 11% on the year. Dow is up 10.9, just call it 11% on the year. this is really important point. And we are still doing well. We're going to bounce back. We might even, hey, even with the futures up, you know, it may not, you know, we may not have the most amazing week.
All right. Those are good points. And we're going to come back on them as well. Plus, we're going to talk about fear and greed in the market and what's going on there. Coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't you go away.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I want to tell you of a new sponsor, and I want to tell you how it happened. It's one of those rare cases I asked a company to advertise on my show. I have had, for about 25 years, I have had neuromas in both my feet. It has nothing to do with anything I did. It's what they call congenital. I just have it. It's a tingling in the feet, and it was very bad at one time, so I had a great podiatrist put in inserts to move the bone not to be on the nerve. It helped a lot. I read an ad for Nerve Renew. I tried it out. After about 9 months, to my shock, I threw away my inserts. I am not wearing them now. The one change in my life was Nerve Renew. So, if you've got neuroma and tingling, they are so confident it will help you. They offer a 2-week free trial and a 1-year money-back guarantee. Go to NerveRenew.com for your 2-week trial. NerveRenew.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Take a look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much. So I think you should switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk can save your family over $800 a year. Yes, same great coverage because Pure Talk is on the exact same network as one of the big three, but at a fraction of the price. Switching is as easy as switching out your SIM card. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. I got the iPhone 12. And love it. Plus, right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. You go over on data, they don't charge you for it. There's a reason Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs, why they're the preferred wireless partner of AMAC. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager and save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Dennis Prager.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
In ocean, dump myself into the ocean. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, the hot sounds of the hot sardines here on Radio Night Live. And, yeah, we're all about being live and having great information for you. We're trying to help New York come back from one of the greatest interruptions of life that we've had in this wonderful city. And I'm so honored on Monday nights to have Hillary Kramer with us to talk about all things economy and stocks and kind of, you know, helping you understand your money a little bit better and how you can do a better job in terms of being a good steward of it. And Hillary, I've noticed, and I've talked to several financial people over the last few days. I took a few days off. I've been, you know, just kind of doing what I need to do every now and then, refresh, let my brain recharge, et cetera. But the words that keep coming out of all financial sources that I'm looking at are fear and greed. And I don't know which part of the cycle we're in right now. So rewind the tape a little bit. Talk to us about where we've come from and what you see us in right now.
We're in greed. We're in greed worse than I have seen us in greed.
Because of the Fed? Is that the Fed's fault?
Because the money has been so free. Because the upside has just continued. And we've just been given and given by this market until it feels like it's coming to us. Like, and that's when greed takes over. You know, and you want more and more and more. Oh, let's wait for another 10 points to NVIDIA. Let's let it go to 800. Hey, I bet it goes to 1,000 now. That's greed. When you have an extreme, every extreme emotion is met by another extreme emotion. And extreme greed is going to be met by extreme fear because it's going to sideswipe people. You know, think of the stock market. It's like one big brain, right? It's really like millions and millions of people all over the world, but one brain that operates, and we kind of all have group think. And you go from this high and this unbelievable feeling of power to realizing and feeling shameful, feeling foolish and feeling poor and feeling in a very real way that things you needed to pay for are now gone and you won't be able to pay for those because we have this tendency, Kevin, in when we're greedy to double down, triple down, go quadruple, and we go into options. Now, I have option services. We do great on them. We tell everyone, and they still can do, you know, like 1,000% over the course of a year. We say, take this $5,000. You know, we make them 60%. Okay, take $5,000 again. You know, maybe we make 19%. $5,000, we make 82%. $5,000, maybe we're down 0.1%. That's the way to do it. Instead, everybody keeps, you know, it's like poker. The pot gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So we all have to be very mindful of how the money has been free and the money has been flowing. And there doesn't seem to be consequences for anything. You know, you don't have to pay your rent. A lot of people can't afford to pay their rent. This has been a godsend. There are a lot of others who haven't paid their rent but they're keeping a reserve in case they do end up having to pay their rent. But they thought, why pay rent if I actually am allowed not to pay rent? And maybe something else will come along and pay the rent, which it seems to be like the backstop we all get. You know, there's a backstop for us all. And Sure. What happens when it turns out you have to pay the rent and you have to pay the back rent? And those landlords aren't made whole. So greed is tricky because greed makes us very vulnerable, very fragile, just when we think we're the strongest and the most powerful. You know, there's a lot in the Bible that can teach us a lot about the mistakes that we can make because these emotions, you know, the motivations that we have, they've been around for thousands and thousands of years. Anyone who thinks that this is anything new, no, it isn't. And that's why we have to always study. We got to study the Bible and we have to study our history. And we have to be realistic with ourselves.
Now, your dynamic duo, Tal and Scott, put out some information today, and they said that investors who held their plan secure and stayed on target for the last year, they're not being shaken right now. But traders, and I'm assuming that he means day traders, people that are trying to play and do all the stuff you're just talking about, they're nervous. Yeah. So talk to us about, and some of them they say are getting crushed. So talk to us about what it is in the mind of the investor that says, I'm going to stay, I'm confident in my strategy, I'm going to stay the course. How do I know I'm on the right course and not about to get crushed?
Well, getting crushed, again, comes from trading and jumping around from stock to stock. You can be a day trader and do phenomenally well with technicals. It works. You know, it does work, but you have to be on the computer and watching it and a step ahead of everyone. But when you start investing and you say, oh, okay, the hottest thing are the, you know, Regeneron and J&J and BioNTech, you know, for the virus. And then the hottest thing is, well, we got to buy Carnival Cruise Line and Royal Caribbean because everyone's going to be back on cruise ships. And we're suddenly rotating around and we get whipsawed and whipsawed. And then net net, we end up with nothing. And remember, the biggest problem when it comes to the stock market is that sort of, what do we call it? You know, the net zero issue of, hey, if you lose it, you don't have it to get back in. The party's over.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest thing that we all have to keep in mind. When you roll that dice and you lose, and then you lose and you lose, and you keep thinking it's going to come back big, you can walk out of that room with nothing. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not, and that's the opposite of what we want people to be doing. So, and by
right,
the way,
and
friends,
that's why we're going to be talking about ways to take this kind of market, the wealthiest billionaires, the people who have built entire cities and hospitals and, you know, our legacies, they buy when there's blood in the streets.
All right. So we're definitely going to cover that tonight. But I want to make this quick plug because Hillary and her team, and I tell you, we've only been working together for a few months here on the air, but I've learned to appreciate their discipline and their perspective and their ability to tell you the truth about everything that they're looking at. They produce a series of newsletters that are written and timed according to your convenience. So, and I think there's seven different ones that you can option in on. If you go to HillaryKramer.com, and Hillary is spelled with one L, and Kramer is spelled with a K, HillaryKramer.com, and check out the descriptions of each of the seven, because one of them is going to fit your life a little bit better than the others are. And then I would encourage you to give it a try. Take a look at the advice and at the substance that they have there for you, and see if you don't come out ahead knowing a lot more than you did before because of the opportunity to have access to that. And I will just tell you that when it comes to watching what Hillary was just describing, the market, staying on the computer, step by step, being ahead of the game, et cetera, these guys do it better than anybody else as far as I'm concerned. And that's one of the reasons why we're so thrilled to be able to have Hillary with us on Mondays every night. You said that people that have done well have bought when there's been blood in the streets. That seems to me,
Hillary, like, you don't like that gory analogy.
Well, no, it doesn't bother me, but that seems to tell me that you're saying that right now, for the savvy investors, this is the time to be looking at what your next purchases are.
To be deciding what your next purchases are. One of the biggest problems of the fear and greed kind of seesaw is that the greedy think, oh, okay, this stock is now down 3.5%. It's down 7%. Now is my time to buy. And they just load on in. And that's how I saw so many retirees in 2008, 2009 lose everything on GE because they always wanted to own General Electric. And General Electric was too expensive. In the 60s and the 70s, there was just no way a $75 stock went to 32. Oh, and retirees sold out of things and just went into it.
But they didn't. They didn't know what they were getting into.
Went to 18.
Finish that thought when we come back, Hillary. Hold on 1 second. Finish that thought when you come back. We'll make sure we pick it up from there. It's Radio Nightlife.
Tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
We have partly cloudy skies, 86 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, New York City's Uniform Firefighters Association says weekly coronavirus testing will have to be completed while they're on the clock. President Andrew Ansborough held a press conference this afternoon to address the city's new policy requiring employees get the vaccine or submit the weekly testing. Mayor de Blasio announced the test or vaccinate mandate today. This will start with some 45,000 city workers in congregate and residential settings on August 16th, while by September 13th, the whole workforce will have to abide by the COVID work requirement. And New York City is developing an app to track the status of someone's coronavirus vaccination or coronavirus test result. Mayor de Blasio says the app called NYC COVID Safe will launch on August 2nd. De Blasio said it can be used by the city or private employers to check if workers are vaccinated or have gotten a recent test. Monday, the mayor announced that all city workers must soon be vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. And COVID-19 hospitalizations are up in New Jersey, but officials say ventilator use is down significantly. Governor Murphy continues to say it's a pandemic among the unvaccinated, adding 99% of all patients who were hospitalized or died since mid-January had not gotten the shot. Over the past 2 weeks, the number of hospitalized patients has increased by 30%, while the testing positivity rate has gone up by 0.88%. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, that's still the heavyweight, but it's getting better. About a 15 to 20 minute delay, 5 minutes on the inbound side. Lincoln Tunnel delays have eased out in both directions. No complaints now with the George Washington Bridge. Your forecast, clear skies tonight, overnight low 74. Sunshine tomorrow, high 86. Sunny skies on Wednesday with a high of 80. Partly sunny chance of afternoon showers on Thursday with a high of 83. We wrap up the business week on Friday with sunshine and a high of 82. At least for now, looks like a really nice weekend on the way. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Monday, Money Night on Radio Night Live, and that means Hillary Kramer is in the house, and we are talking all things related to the economy. And her pup is also into the conversation. He wants to make sure he has his opinions included there. Hey, Hillary, we were talking about what happened in 2008 and 2009 when we went to break. And you said that people thought that because GE went from, what was it, 75 down to 30-something?
75 to 32, they piled in, and then it dropped to 24, they piled in. I remember these sort of step downs it made, the 18, 16, 15, 14, and then when it went to single digits, they were scared and they sold, you know? And by the way, selling wasn't the worst thing in the world, because now it's, you know, barely a teenage, you know, teenage stock. You can check the price of GE. But that's what people do, because they got so used to making so much money. Right. So here it is. Yep. Yep. I was going to say $12. There it is. $12. Take a look at a chart. Go back on a chart and you will see like in nine. Oh, it's unbelievable what General Electric has been. And
the drop was just precipitous.
Right. And it never came back. And so that's why I also want to make the point to everyone listening out there. Don't feel bad if you haven't made the big money in the market. If you hear, you know, friends and relatives telling you they started with 20,000 and now they're at 350,000. Don't worry about it, because for every one of them, and they might not even be telling you the truth, but for every one of them, there are like 1,000 people who bought the GEs of the world and got, you know, stuck long. We call it, you know, trapped long, so to speak. Trapped yeah. long means you're holding it and you're trapped in it. And, you know, it's hard to know what the big, huge, you know, stocks are going to be. And it's always hard to know and never be concentrated in just one position, because out of nowhere, you know, you can get just like some like a boom, you get like punched in the nose, because anything can happen at any time, which is what makes investing also so much fun. And that's why I brought with me some interesting stocks today.
I was about to ask you, because you're telling me in the break, you're loaded up with IPOs, and IPOs are not necessarily what people are going for when you've got the weak markets. So these are some hidden gems, is what you're telling us?
Yes. So what's going to happen is there's like dozens of companies that have filed with the SEC to go public or have issued money in these other ways we can talk about later, the SPACs. But the initial public offerings, right? You ring the bell on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ, you press the button, and suddenly your shares are trading. Well, what will happen is 75% of those transactions, of those initial public offerings, will be canceled in a bad market. I'm just assuming. Let's say we stay on this downward trajectory, but the really, really good ones, they got to get out to market. They got to get them out there. There's a sort of a window, right? And they're going to be priced at much less than they would be when the market's on fire. So I love Discord. It'll have an IPO in the next 4 months. And listen to this one, Kevin. Okay, you had these two guys, Jason Citrone, Stanislav Vishnevsky. They were building online games. Okay, and then they were like communicating back and forth, you know, including with their developer that was remote. And then they realized that they needed a better way to communicate. So they built their own system. And so the system they built called Discord allows for instant messaging, video, voice calls. It's really popular with the gaming communities these days, on Twitch, on Reddit. And the system that Jason and Stanislav created was released in 2015. Here is why you need to buy it. In 2018, Microsoft's Xbox had agreed to integrate the platform with Xbox Live. Boom, that's number one. In 2020, Discord announced a concerted effort to expand beyond gaming. To help this, the company raised $100 million privately and had this $7 billion valuation. Okay, then you had COVID-19 pandemic. It made Discord really popular, and active users doubled to 140 million users, revenue 130 million. This is the real reason when Discord goes public in the next few months. Microsoft wanted to buy Discord. It makes sense because they're using that messaging system in the Xbox.
Right.
The $10 billion, the deal somehow or another fell apart. And the next step is going to be initial public offering, and then Discord will be bought. You wait and see. Discord will be bought. That's a double. That's a double.
Do we have a symbol? Do we have a symbol on Discord?
Not yet. Not yet. But it's coming. So Discord, that's one I absolutely love.
All right. When we come back, there's going to be more IPOs. She's loaded with them tonight, friends. Stick around. Some insider stuff from Hillary Kramer on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Really? Individual represents themselves. There is a very famous expression. A lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client. And there have been times in my life where I have needed a lawyer and I could have easily represented myself. And I've always heeded that advice.
Hold that thought, Arthur. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You need a will, you need a trust, you need power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, or estate plan. Are you and your family protected if you're not around to make the decision?
It is a tough business.
You know
if only
what?
There was
gotta
a way to be
Connors
one.
ConnorsandSullivan.com, or you can call Mike Connors at 718-238-6500. Or you can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Connors himself. Tuesday, July 27th at Buckley's Avenue S in Marine Park, Brooklyn, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th, Connolly's in Maspeth, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Thursday, July 29th at the Bay Ridge Manor. That's 11, 3, and 7 p.m. Friday, July 30th at the Adria Hotel in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Please call 718-238-6500, attend these seminars, or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
This is Carol Platt-Liebau for townhall.com. Over the past weeks, Americans have seen the Cuban people fighting for liberation from a communist regime that suppressed them for more than half a century. Our country has long considered itself a friend to oppressed people everywhere. That's why it was disgraceful to hear President Biden's Secretary of Homeland Security sternly warn the Cubans they weren't welcome here in the United States. What makes this behavior doubly shameful is that the Biden administration has essentially lifted all restrictions at America's southern border, where migrants under no immediate threat are streaming in. It's enough to make a cynic think the Biden administration only welcomes migrants it believes it can convert into Democratic voters. And surely Cubans, fresh from a communist hellhole, will have no patience with the creeping socialism espoused by too many Democrats these days. Whatever the reason, desperate Cubans deserve better from their American neighbors. I'm Carol Platt-Liebau.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas sees a reckoning coming.
It's just so painful to talk about the fake Biden administration. Yeah, I think they're going to be thrown out of office and revealed for what they are, which is horrifying to imagine that it's true. As I said many times, I don't want to believe it's true, but there's enough evidence pointing us in the direction that it is true, that they stole the election, and that this is going to come out. There's going to be a reckoning in the United States of America.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with Mike Gallagher. We both are excited to return to the Holy Land this fall and hope you'll join us from October 27th through November 5th. I can never get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance, especially this year. Join us for a life-changing experience.
Israel is opening up to travelers as the country gets back to normal. Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, and our team is on hand to answer all your questions about deposits, health and safety, and much more.
Experience unforgettable cuisine, insightful lectures, and extraordinary sights only Israel can provide, all with fellow like-minded travelers.
Travel again this year. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register and have all your questions answered. Call 855-565-5519. Call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com.
Carl Jackson, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
It's Monday Money, and we are talking markets. We are talking how to set up actual protections in a market like what you're dealing with now, which is all over the place. We've just seen absolute bloodletting Friday and today. But what's in store just ahead, and where can you find some hidden deals? That's why Hillary Kramer is with us. She is the millionaire maker. Her website is HillaryKramer.com. That's one L and a K, HillaryKramer.com. And Hillary, you mentioned Discord. I actually, during the break, I went online, looked it up, downloaded the app. I'm going to see how it works. I'm into technology. I want to see how these things work. That's very, very cool. Going to be looking for that IPO coming out. But you've got three or four more that you want to share with us tonight.
Yeah,
let's get to
ThoughtSpot. Ajit Singh, okay? Ajit Singh is amazing. This man, first, all the way back in 2009, was in cloud computing. He knew it was going to be a big mega trend, worked and brought a company, New Next Public. Boom, he proved himself. Then he leaves and he ends up at Bing, and he helps Microsoft create what we now use Bing, a competitor to Google, to develop like the algorithms that rank the pages. Bing is very interesting. It's Google's amazing. Bing is amazing. Yahoo search, very bad. Okay, this is why you want to own ThoughtSpot. Let me tell you what it does. They allow data to be very sophisticated data, to be all put in one dashboard and for artificial intelligence to be utilized. And for a professional who wants to understand where the data, what they should do with the data, the algorithms at ThoughtSpot know and tell the companies what they need to do. The company ThoughtSpot, this is another reason why you need to buy it. Salesforce.com bought Tableau, which did the same thing, for $16 billion. Google bought Looker for $2.6 billion. And here you have ThoughtSpot with Ajit Singh at the helm, who knows what he's doing. And the IPO is going to probably be more like around $4 billion. So I think we're going to see very quickly ThoughtSpot get bought out because the companies don't have the technology, the analytics that someone like Singh put into creating and engineering the ability to take data, put it all in one place and have it all integrate and come up with solutions. I mean, look at how we're all manipulated. All you have to do is say something out there like, you know, I need to go buy new crayons. And the next thing you know, you have like advertisements for, you know, like pull up diapers.
Crayons. Yeah. And every website, of course, crayons.
But it's like, then they know how to just, they just know that anyone's looking for crayons or here's a good one, like spot remover, you know, like they just, it's like the analytics are so brilliant. They just understand. They hear you say, oh, my neck hurts. And the next thing you know, every cream and every, you know, every nutraceutical and orthopedist is advertised in all different manners. And the same with what you look up. So anyway, thought spot. But let me go on because I really want to get to some other ones that I think are really important. Rivian, that's great. We've talked about Rivian. It's from 2009 and it's a pioneer in the EV market, but autonomous EVs. The founder comes out of MIT. He was a mechanical engineer. And it was really no easy feat, the R&D that took to get the autonomous aspect into these EVs. And we're gonna see the point where Rivian is really commercializing and they're gonna come out with a pickup truck, a sport utility truck. Amazon has a standing order for 100,000 commercial delivery vans from Rivian.
No way.
Okay, yes.
That alone is worth getting on board.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. And just recently, Rivian got $2.65 billion from a combination of Fidelity and Amazon Climate Pledge Fund, T. Rowe Price. And you got to look at the trend is your friend, and the trend is green, ESG, in big pension funds only want to invest in environmentally friendly companies. And this company, Rivian, is going to go public at a valuation of about $50 billion.
Wow.
But this is the good news. The market is kind of weak. If we have some real downtrends and retracements, maybe it'll go public closer to 35 or 40 billion or 50 billion as it's now thought and not 65 billion, yeah. You know, when the day comes and the book gets filled up with everyone who wants it. So I think that Rivian, you know, ThoughtSpot, these are the kind of companies you want to keep your eye on. Now, one that's controversial, but I'm still going to bring it out there. You know what it's going to be? Robinhood. It's going to come out with a $35 billion market cap.
Of GameStop fame, right?
Yeah,
They handled all the orders for the GameStop craze.
That's right, and AMC and Bed Bath & Beyond, and the company paid $65 million to settle SEC charges of misleading customers about revenues and where they're getting their money.
So, Hillary, what makes Robinhood different than, say, your E-Trade or your, you know, the other apps that you have where you can do, general stock buying and selling?
Here it is. Okay, a number of things. With Robinhood, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies. With Robinhood, you have zero commission trades. You don't need much money in your account. And to me, the biggest attraction of all is Robinhood makes it like it's like a game. It's almost like a video game. It's like really easy and a fun interface to use. And it makes it all like really exciting with bells and whistles. And it's like, it's just so easy to get hooked on Robinhood. So we'll see what happens because you got a lot of crowded, you know, investing going on in Robinhood, and they've been hyper aggressive. And let's see what's going to happen there.
Well,
let's
you know what's see. Interesting about that is that when that GameStop fad occurred, you know, and those people kind of virally swarmed GameStop, bought it, drove the value up, and so forth. They had to rely on almost exclusively new technology to do all that. So they promoted what they were doing through their groups on Reddit. They almost all bought in through the app Robinhood. They were almost all using cryptocurrency, and they catapulted a brick and mortar into the stratosphere that had no reason for being there. And then when the ride was over, they all went away. And that's kind of like the magic of the electronic means now.
That's right. That's right. It'll be interesting because if we end up seeing the memes and we end up seeing these stocks go out of vogue and they've really slammed people bad, Robinhood may not go public. Okay, I said $35 billion. It already jumped up to $50
billion. Oh, wow.
And I'm talking about in a matter of what, like 3 days or so since last Thursday. But we can see Robinhood of enough people. Like right now, there's 18 million users.
Okay, hold that thought, Hillary. We'll finish that thought on the other side. Man, I can't believe it. We're already to the final segment when we come back. Just flew by. Where'd it go?
Join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm in construction, but, you know, for the last 2 years, I was really dragging. I was lacking energy, so I started taking Balance of Nature, and it really started making a huge difference. It made me feel more energetic, and now I couldn't feel better. I feel like I'm 20 years old again. I mean, the guys at work are like, what's up with you? So, you know, I'm a believer in it. I had a couple of my buddies who I never knew they were on it, but they're on it too. It really does let your body do what it's supposed to do. It's amazing. It's amazing what Balance of Nature does for you.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Ready to get away? It's time to plan your next big vacation to stunningly beautiful Homer, Alaska. Experience the scenic beauty of Alaska's lush green wilderness, abundant wildlife, and adventures on air, land, and sea. The long summer days means the fun never stops. And if you're a food lover, Homer, Alaska is a foodie paradise with world-class dining experiences, local breweries and wineries, and a wide variety of restaurants specializing in farm-to-table fresh ingredients. From casual to fine gourmet dining with fresh local seafood harvested that day. Afterward, stroll the sunlit beach and fishing village. Enjoy live music, fine shops, museums, and art galleries. Homer, Alaska has it all. For travel, tours, and accommodations, visit homeralaska.org. That's H-O-M-E-R, alaska.org. For an Alaskan-sized adventure and memories to last a lifetime, go to homeralaska.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Carl Jackson is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Monday Money has just flown by tonight. I can't believe we're already to the final segment. And Hillary Kramer is, of course, my co-host on Monday nights, and we talk about a lot of really cool things. There's one more IPO I know you wanted to get to, named Instacart.
Yes,
Hillary,
yes,
tell us about Instacart.
Okay, Instacart is amazing. It's an on-demand network, all done with great artificial intelligence and amazing technology for delivering groceries as well as other products to customers using an app, the Instacart app. It was developed about 5 years ago, but the pandemic turned Instacart into a real, honest-to-God, Kevin, game changer.
Sure.
So like, it just has a sophisticated logistics, and they have agreements. Instacart has agreements with 400 retailers, over 30,000 stores, and reaches 80% of U.S. households. Let me tell you something really important to me about Instacart. I believe in immigration into this country. I know my family was saved by being able to come to the United States of America. And when I order through Instacart, I see women, only women. They're working at Instacart. They're making money. They have their little babies in the back of the car when they pull up, and they're like with the babies in the supermarket, or with their, you know, like 7-year-old helping them. And it is providing money and compensation and helping bring up so many people who are just trying to their best to make a better life for themselves by not taking entitlements but by actually working really hard. And it just will break your heart and just like warm your heart at the same time if you use Instacart. So I just want to say that, you know, business and doing good can go hand in hand.
I love
that.
That's
what you're doing. When you use Instacart, you're helping so many women that didn't have a shot for a job in any other way.
I love that. So here's the thing, friends. Some of the IPOs that Hillary highlighted tonight: Robinhood, the financial app, you can get that. Discord is about to be initially publicly offered. Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N, and ThoughtSpot are some of her favorites as well. And if you want to do good while investing, Instacart is her sweetheart for the night. Hillary, so much that we've covered in the last hour. I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. But your final thought for tonight: the market is going to be kind of goofy.
It will be choppy. There's a lot of people that were leveraged up. They borrowed to invest, and they're going to get margin calls, and it's going to be not very pretty. So just hold on to your hat, hold on to your seat, keep your powder dry, and make sure you get in there. Don't try to catch a falling knife. Get in there later.
That sounds very dangerous.
We nibble on stocks.
That's it. All right. Hillary Kramer, HillaryKramer.com, 1L and a K. Go check out her newsletters as well. All right, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow we talk travel. Valerie Delia is back, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you then. We'll see you.